If you visit London long enough to have three or four meals, chances are at least one of them will be curry. Many curry house cooks and waiters in Britain are Bangladeshi immigrants, but this could soon change. Last June, Britain's Home Office put caps on the number of hospitality work visas it grants to any single country, and soon after, the agency announced that Bangladesh had reached its quota. Curry house owners, who are already complaining of staff shortages, want British officials to rethink those new immigration rules. BBCNews.com reporter Dominic Casciani joins me now from a London studio to talk about how the Brits may lose their spice. Put this into perspective for us. How much curry do you think the typical Brit consumes?
The British really have a complete love affair with South Asian cooking. If you go into the country's supermarkets and grocers, curry just shoots off the shelves and people have it for lunch, they have it for dinner at weekends, they get home late from work and they will put it in the oven. But also, most importantly, on a Friday and Saturday night, it's a real British tradition now to go to a bar, have a few drinks and kind of finish off the night with a really big curry at a local popular curry house.
I assume that this is hot, hard work in a restaurant kitchen. Have they tried hiring non-Bangladeshis?
They have. To put it in a little bit of context, the problems faced by the Indian restaurant trade have been going on for about 10 years now. As the industry expanded, obviously there was a need for more labour, but you see, second-generation kids from within the community, principally Bangladeshis, simply didn't want to go into the industry anymore. They wanted to go to university and study computer courses or, whatever the current vogue is. One of the solutions which has been proposed has been to hire staff from Eastern Europe. Britain recently opened its borders to staff from the former Soviet bloc countries, which are now part of the European Union. The problem's been a lot of these people have gone into the curry industry to work, but they haven't really found it a great success. I think there are big problems in terms of the culture of the curry house. I think part of the experience for many people is listening to the Indian classical music, the sitars in the background, and hearing the babble of various South Asian languages in the background.
What about the Home Office decision to limit work visas? Why did they decide to do this?
It's very, very difficult to tell because the Home Office has been fairly quiet about this story, but they've been under a lot of pressure from a lot of the media in the UK, and all of a sudden numbers and quotas have started to appear. Now, I think this is the nub of the problem with the curry house industry, because they say they need about 20,000 staff. It's very difficult to tell whether that is the case or not. But the government has imposed a quota, which it comes down to around 6,000.
Do you think there's any real danger that curry houses might go down for the count on this?
I don't think so, because it's such a popular pastime for the British now. But what I do think may happen is that the industry will lose some of the reputation it's battled hard to win over the last few years. It used to be the case that a curry house was seen as a cheap way to get a fairly decent meal after a night out when you've had a few beers. Over the past decade, I think a lot of curry chefs and restaurateurs have really, really tried hard to raise the profile of Indian cuisine, and they've succeeded. But if the industry starts to suffer from a lack of manpower, a lack of chefs, that kind of reputation may start to drop off again.
Dominic Casciani reports for BBCNews.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.